Philip Simpson, PhD, research curator. Today's date is 03/21/2024. Dictation is for Angelica Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz spells S-A-N-T-A-C-R-U-Z. Angelica spells A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A. Date of birth is 10/08/1969. This is a 54-year-old female here with vaginal bleeding, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. She stated that she has been without a period for approximately a year, and as of four days ago, she began to have vaginal bleeding with suprapubic cramping. Decreased energy, and says she feels fatigue also, period. Patient says she wants to sleep all the time because she just feels drained, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypothyroidism, past surgical history, C-sections, time 2. Medication is Euthyrox, 12.5 milligrams. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. The surgical history, C-sections times 2, family history is none, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 108/69, pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports fatigue and feeling tired at all times. Next paragraph. She denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, denies chills, myalgia, denies elevated temperature, period. Next paragraph. Continue physical exam. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organ, omegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is leiomyoma. Assessment number 2 is vaginal bleed. Next paragraph. Patient had an ultrasound done today in the clinic. Ultrasound revealed fibroids approximately 2 centimeters. Patient and I had a discussion about fibroids and the relationship with vaginal bleeding. She was advised that we will monitor them closely and repeat a ultrasound in approximately 4 to 6 months to verify stability or increase in size. She was advised that if it increases in size, then we will refer to a OBGYN specialist, period. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed blood, but all other variables on this test were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Amabel spells A-M-A-B-E-L-Z, 0.5 milligrams / 0.1 milligrams. She would take 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was advised that your lab results will be here by Saturday, and they will be called if there's anything significantly abnormal. End of dictation.